For some people, place and identity are a pretty slippery construct. Victor Figueroa delves into identity and what it means to be an outsider to your own culture.
When people see my tan skin, look at my curly hair, and hear my name, Victor Figueroa, they make assumptions. Like I'm the type of guy who knows how to dance salsa.
Uno, dos, tres, cinco, seis, siete.
But I'm not.
Tres, cinco, seis, siete.
You see, I was born in Puerto Rico, but only lived there until I was three, when my dad in the Navy moved my family and me to the States. Now 21 years later, living in Southern California, I can't speak Spanish, I don't celebrate any Puerto Rican holidays, and I know very few customs. But hopefully, after a lesson with Maestro Zhu, I won't feel out of place around other Latinos. At least, not on the dance floor.
So, what I noticed is that a lot of the times, the guys don't know what to do.
I picked it up all pretty fast. Well, until the turn.
Guys, turn!
Where I lost my footing just for a second.
Pena, bro.
I caught up with Maestro Zhu after class.
Alright, so, big question. How did I do in the class today?
You know, I watch every student in the class. You did learn fast, and it doesn't look like it's your first time.
And honestly, it didn't feel like it was my first time. Maybe something stuck as a kid, watching my parents dance while cleaning the house. Speaking of parents. Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Okay.
My mom was born in New York, but grew up in Puerto Rico, is fluent in Spanish, and can make tostones. Smash fried plantains. She's basically the ultimate Puerto Rican.
It doesn't matter how much I learn of the language, that I marry Puerto Rican, that I have three children that were born in Puerto Rico. It doesn't matter. I'm still less of a Puerto Rican than you that were born in Puerto Rico and didn't live there your whole life.
Okay, so maybe I'm more Puerto Rican than I thought. I ran this by my dad.
When you think of me, do you think I exemplify a Puerto Rican?
No. The reason for that is because if you are brought up, meaning Puerto Rico, and you never get out of Puerto Rico, then you will bring up your children in the same way, not understanding the rest of the world, not having an idea about the rest of the world. And so I do proud myself that we raise you guys to be able to look at different cultures and see what's good and bad and what you can assimilate.
So my parents wanted us to be something more, to not be stuck in the Puerto Rican bubble. I talked this over with my friend Veronica while cooking tostones. And as someone who grew up on the island, she did not agree with my dad.
That's not an acceptable comment to be making.
I think he's just talking from personal experience. He learned to be more American and learned to assimilate in a sense so he could fit in more. Don't say fake it.
I'm not going to start changing. Stop putting the accent on the O in my name and stuff. I wouldn't start changing just so people here like me. That's not how you assimilate. That's how you segregate.
Ultimately, there is no correct way to become the perfect Puerto Rican. I have to find my own way. And I think I'll start by making a batch of tostones.
Stop salting them! Victor, just salt your own, Jesus.
I'm Victor Figueroa.
Be okay. It's funny.